Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Sang joining us of the U.S. Meat Export Federation in just a moment.
It's touring across North America, and when the versatile power drive pulls into a dealer near you, there are three words you'll be waiting for. Start your engines. The versatile power drive lets you get behind the wheel of a rugged, versatile tractor during an action-packed all-day demo event. There's no better way to feel the power and experience the legendary reliability of Versatile. There are Versatile maintenance and precision farming workshops to take in and free Versatile gear to take away. Plus, you'll qualify for a VPass GPS upgrade worth $10,000 when you register. The Versatile Power Drive stops at Panhandle Implement in Perryton on Monday, July 26th. To put yourself in the driver's seat, register today by calling 1-877-355-9181 or go online at versatilepowerdrive.com.
The announcement last week that mainland China will be once again accepting beef from Canada is a significant development for both cattle producers in Canada as well as across the border here in the United States. Both the U.S. and Canada have been shut out of this market for several years due to lingering BSE-related trade restrictions. The President and Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Sang, joining us today. He says that the agreement will likely give the Canadians an important head start in reestablishing some sales relationships in the PRC.
Well, I think it's significant. Number one, it shows that China is willing to move on opening the market. Unfortunately, it's Canada that got in there first rather than the United States. From what I understand from my friends in Canada, there's not all the details have been completed yet because this came together so quickly, but they're moving in the right direction. And again, this portends strongly for us in the U.S., how we're going to deal with China and how we're going to deal with Hong Kong, because this will be the prototype of how we go forward in our own case in trying to access China. We understand it's a three-stage process, very comparable to what they had with Hong Kong. They're already set triggers within this to go to the next phases. And ultimately, I think it will be for total access for the Canadian product. This has a lot of impact because as Canada gets in there first, there's major supermarket chains in there. There's major big box companies in there, and they're going to have access to these folks first.
Phil Sang says there's no use crying over the fact that the Canadians have beat us to the punch on this one, but he says that we now need to look at their deal with the Chinese and allow it to serve as a prototype for a similar agreement between the United States and China.
I think it's very encouraging that the U.S. Addresses China and continues to do this. One of the things is that we have to be very persistent in our efforts. They have multiple questions. There were 22 questions that the Chinese had initially that we need to act on. Through this process, some of those have been obviated given the fact that they've gone to this three-step process. So I think that the USMEF and our negotiators will be looking very closely at the Canadian agreement and to see what provisions within that we can work with in order that we might have that same access.
CEO and President of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Sang, one thing that's not really been said, the fact that the Canadians have put in place a better animal disease or animal ID program than the U.S. has at this point. One of the reasons that even though they've had some additional BSE cases, that they've probably been able to sidestep by that problem and been able to move ahead of us in this race to open up some key markets like the mainland China. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Now's the time to be thinking about rotating some of your winter wheat acres into winter canola this fall. Research has proven that wheat yields and quality have suffered due to being grown continuously for decades in many fields. Producers Cooperative Oilmill reminds you that growing winter canola near wheat acres will result in more productive wheat results in future years. And winter canola can be a profitable rotational crop with your winter wheat. Contact Branding Winters at 405-232-7555 to find out more about growing and marketing your canola with PCOM.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.